The Ira Bulldog football fans getting ready for the homecoming festivities. The national anthem's been sang. The prayer's been had. The school songs have been bellowed through the speakers. And now the captains are out on the field for the Bulldogs. It's going to be the five seniors. Number 21, Caden Castillo. Number 7, Caden Forey. The homecoming queen, Castillo, the homecoming king elected. Not Castillo, Forey, the homecoming king. Elected at the pep rally this afternoon. Number 99, Cooper Caswell. Number 25, Slade Campbell. And then the last senior, number 24, Dimitri Juarez. Bulldogs are going to receive the opening kickoff after the coin flip, and will be here sitting in the stands looking that way. They will be on the right side of the field.
The fact that it's tonight's game couldn't happen without officials. And in the time we're testing, we're experiencing the shortage of officials. We want to thank you.
So,
we appreciate everything you do. And if you're interested,
all right. Coaches are shaking hands with the referees, and we will get together and get started momentarily. I want to say a big thanks to all those who sponsor these broadcasts and support the football team. McAllen Farms, S. McAllen Photography, the Ira Church of God, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and Ira Baptist Church. It is homecoming tonight, so if you're not here, lots of people look like they're back out and around. Good to see those that are doing that. The Bulldogs have done all their things. Roshan has run out of their tunnel. Looks like the Bulldogs will head out here in just a moment. This is the opening of district play for Ira. Bulldogs run out. I'll see if I can open my map and we'll figure out where the rest of the teams are going to be at. Bulldogs have set up to receive the opening kickoff. Looks like Highland's going to be at Westbrook tonight, and Hermley's going to be at Roby. And then, of course, the Bulldogs are taking on Rotan here in Ira as we get set for the opening kickoff. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick to the far side. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. That's number 21 for Ira Castillo. Castillo picks it up about the 35-yard line. He was advancing it all the way to the... see where they set it. It's going to be across midfield, about a 7-8 yard gain for Castillo. So the Bulldogs are going to take over at the Yellowhammer 37-yard line on the near hash mark. Bulldogs get set. They send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. They've got three in the backfield. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it to number 2, Pena. Pena running a sweep on the far side. He's got some room to run. Still up on his feet around the 20, going to be pushed out around the 15. They're going to say he went out of bounds at about the 21-22 yard line, and up for a first down. Looks like it was further to me. So one play for the Bulldogs. They come out in a spread formation, but then run the sweep to the far side. Ain't able to get the corner and get a good first down game. Bulldogs get set in a different formation. Three down line and three in the backfield. There's a set pitch back to Claxton. Claxton running around the backfield looking to throw. Still scrambling around the back. Now he's just going to tuck it and run. Claxton down to the 10. Going to be brought down around the 10-yard line. So that'll set up a second and around five-ish for the Bulldogs. Second and four, ball's going to be on the 10. The nose of the ball will be on the 10. So two plays in for the Bulldogs, two runs. That one looked like it was meant to be a pass, but none of the receivers were open, so Claxton tucked it and ran. Picked up 10 yards and set up a second and manageable. Bulldogs get set. They've got three linemen, three in the backfield, shoulder to shoulder. There's a snap, pitch back. It's going to be Juarez running on the near side of the sweep. Juarez jumps, tries to get above everybody, and they're going to say he's pushed out of bounds at about the one. It'll be enough for a first down. It'll be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the one. So that was just a sweep to the near side. Dimitri died, tried to make something happen. There's three or four Yellowhammers there, able to push him out of bounds. Bulldog is going to come out in the same formation. There's the snap pitch to Pena. Pena gets the ball, falls on the ground. Pena picks it up, and he's able to make something happen out of nothing. Had the ball picked back to him. It was on the ground. He had trouble picking it up. He picks it up, runs into the end zone. This could be a touchdown Bulldog. So Ira's going to take an early 6-0 lead with 8:30 left in the first quarter. Castillo going to get ready for the kick for the Bulldogs. Hernandez going to be the holder and Bishop the snapper. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. So, with 8:30 left in the first quarter, Ira takes an 8-0 lead against the Rokan Yellowhammers here at Homecoming. These broadcasts are brought to you by lots of people, one of which includes McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities, from on-the-field playing to the classroom. Another sponsor is S. McCowan Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. Another sponsor is the First Church of God. The Iowa First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Iowa Methodist Church. Iowa Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Iowa schools at 6240 West FM, 1606 in Iowa. We support the school and the Iowa community, and we're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you're welcome at Iowa Methodist Church. So, Bulldogs get off to an early lead here, 8-0. Get set to kick for the Bulldogs. It looks like it's going to be 21, Castillo. Castillo gets ready to kick it, gets the signal, runs up, and he's going to kick it. It's going to be a low end-over-end kick with the ball still on the ground. As it gets to the 15, it's going to be picked up by the Yellowhammers at the 15 and then hit by several Bulldogs. Collier was in on the tackle. Castillo was in on the tackle. He picked it up at the 15, danced around, and was able to be brought down by 17, it looks like. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from the Bulldogs, from their own 17-yard line. Yellowhammers gets up there under center with two in the backfield. There's the snap. Ball falls on the ground, and the Hernandez has the ball and he's standing in the end zone, but they're going to say he was down, so. I guess as a one-yard run is what you want to call it. Looks like the quarterback just fumbled the snap from the center, and they were under center, and so he jumped on top of it, landed. Hernandez ended up with the ball, and he ran to the end zone, but the ref said he was down. So it's going to be a second and 15 for the Yellowhammers from the same spot. There's the snap. This time it's going to be handoff down the middle. Number 32 for the Yellowhammers, brought down by a whole pack of dogs. So now it'll be a third down for the Yellowhammers, and they gained about maybe 4 yards on that. It'll be a third and 11. Ball's going to be set at the Yellowhammer 21-yard line. There's a snap pitch to the far side, running a sweep. Warren's going to be there, level the running back. So now it'll be a fourth and about 10-ish, 9-ish. Heavy on the ish there. So Rotan coming out in a shotgun set here. One behind the quarterback. There's the snap. Quarterback drops back, looks to throw ball. He's going to toss it deep. The receiver didn't see it. It's going to fall incomplete about 10, 15 yards beyond the receiver. So it's going to be a turnover on down. The dominant dog defense steps up, able to force a three and out for the, I guess a four and out for the Yellowhammers. And now Ira's going to take over with good field position. The ball will be on there, the Yellowhammer 23-yard line. And it'll be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ira's going to come out in a spread set, one receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side, and then three in the backfield. There's the snap, pitch back. Claxton has the ball, looking to throw it. Got a receiver open deep. He sees him now. He's going to catch it. It's caught. That's Collier with the catch. Still on his feet, going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 2-3 yard line. That's enough for a first down for the Bulldogs. Sophomore to sophomore. Claxton to Collier on that. Sets up a first and goal from Fort Ira from their own, from the Yellowhammer 4 yard line. Come out in the same formation. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side, three stacked in the backfield. There's the snap pitch back to Claxton. Claxton this time is going to take it and run, and he's going to be able to waltz into the end zone for a touchdown. So with that touchdown, that puts the score 14-0 with 6:53 left in the first quarter as the Bulldogs get set to kick the two-point field goal. Castillo, the kicker. Hernandez, the holder. Bishop, the snapper. There is the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. So with that kick, the Iowa Bulldogs take a 14-0 lead early in the first quarter with 6:53 left on the clock. Other sponsors for the broadcast include the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs. Bell Piper and Steel Funeral Home proudly support the Iowa Bulldogs, locally owned and operated, the only locally owned and operated funeral home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn is an all-day pizza buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available with the roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. All today, Structural Pipe and Rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Bulldogs up 14-0 with 6:53 left in the first quarter and getting ready to kick. It's going to be Castillo as the kicker for the Bulldogs. And there's the wind-up and the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick for the end of the end. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldog.
Onside kick.
It's going to be recovered by Ira. That's number 12, Hernandez, who was able to run down and get the kick from Castillo. It's just Castillo and Hernandez who handled it. So great play by the Bulldog. Looks like maybe some of the Rokan players were a little color wobble. They had some stomach aches going on and just couldn't quite get to the ball. There's a snap. Pitchback Claxton has the ball running around the backfield looking to throw, being pursued by three Yellow Hammers. He's going to toss it downfield. It's going to be caught by Collier. Collier's going to get the ball, pushed out of bounds, and it's around the four again. So that'll be a first down for the Bulldog. It'll be a first and goal for Ira from the four. 6:32 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 16-0, but have a first and goal here from their own 4-yard line after the deep pass and catch from Claxton to Collier. Bulldogs come out, spread wide. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side, three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Claxton. Claxton this time is going to tuck it and run it in for his second rushing touchdown of the game. So that puts the Bulldogs up 22-0 with 6:10 left in the first quarter as they get set to do their third two-point field goal of the evening. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's going to be up. And no good. Just a little too far to the left. Nonetheless, Bulldogs lead at homecoming 22-0 with 6:10 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel and preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit FCC Ira for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Let me get my phone and see if we can see some other scores from some of the district games. Again, everything else we've done up to this point in the season doesn't matter. When district rolls around, that's what gets you to the playoffs. And so Bulldogs have had success in district in years past. I'm looking to continue that forward. So far, I've got no score from the Hernley-Roby game. And I have no score. It looks like the game hasn't started, at least on my app from Highland Memphis. So we'll watch those and see those as they come up. Ira leading 22-0 with 6:10 left in the first quarter. If you're not here, there's fireworks after the game, sponsored by the Ira churches. And so I'm not going to describe those to you. You'll just have to look at the pictures if you're not able to watch them. If you're in Ira and you can see the football field, you may be able to look outside and see them. All right, Bulldogs getting set to do another kick. Castillo has typically been an onside kicker for the Bulldogs, end-over-end kicks, and not typically been the deep kicker for Ira. That's been the other Caden, Corey, that does that. And Castillo is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs on this one. Get set. There's the kick. It's going to be a little bit higher than normal, but still hit the ground. It's going to roll out of bounds at about the 14-yard line of the Yellow Hammers. Just a little bit out of bounds. A little too much juice on that kick. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Yellow Hammers from their own 30-yard line. Referee blows the whistle. Yellowhammer still in the huddle. The Dominant Dog defense hasn't allowed the Yellowhammer offense to get much of anything in the one few section of plays they had. Yellowhammer's going under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to the far side. Nope, Yellowhammer's going to pop up and throw a pass. It's going to fall incomplete. Great defense by Hernandez, the receiver. So Yellowhammer's tried to sneak one past the Dominant Dog defense. trying to catch him a little bit flabbergasted. Didn't work out. They rolled out to the far side, threw it deep back, and then Hernandez was there and said, no, sir. So it's going to be a second and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's going to be on the 30-yard line. The Yellowhammers 30-yard line, not quite past midfield. 6:05 left in the first quarter. Ira leading 22-0 here at homecoming. Now the Yellowhammers going to get set in the I formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to the running back underneath. He's going to power his way forward for a gain of about 5 yards, maybe 6. It'll be a 3rd and 9 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's going to be on the Yellowhammer 36-yard line. 5:40 in the first quarter and counting left. Bulldogs leading 22-0. Yellowhammers get set in the same formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to the running back who's upended. Ball's going to be picked up by number 3, Collier. Collier's got the ball. Refs haven't blown it dead. Collier's on the near sideline. It's going to be a touchdown Bulldog. That fullback was trying to run the dive again. He got guardy-lewd, lost the ball, was picked up by Collier, who was able to run it all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. So that gives the Bulldogs a 28-0 lead early, about halfway through the first quarter. Okay. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So the Dominant Dog defense able to step up, get a fumble, and then Collier was able to run it all the way back to the end zone for a touchdown. So now the Bulldogs are leading 30-0 with 5:20 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for this broadcast include S. McCallum Farms, McCallum Farms. McCallum Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the playing field to the classroom. S. McCallum Photography has summer tech game photos, team photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The Ira Church of God, First Church of God in Ira, is a proud supporter of all of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday at 11 a.m. So, again, it is homecoming for the Bulldogs. A little bit of extra energy in the crowd. It seems like tons, thousands, it feels like, with miniature cheerleaders running around. Bulldogs leading 30-0 with 5:20 left in the first quarter. Castillo going to line up to kick for the Bulldogs again. And the run-up. The kick is going to be an end-over-end kick towards the near side. It's coming right at one of the Rotem players. He had a little bit of xenophobia, just ducked underneath it. It scared him, and now it rolled out of bounds. Did. He ducked to get out of there. He didn't want anything to do with that ball. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 30-yard line. 5:20 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs are leading 30-0. Yellowhammers get set in the shotgun with 3 in the backfield. There's a snap looking to throw the ball. They're going to toss it. It's going to fall incomplete. It's a little bit behind the receiver. So 5:17 left in the first quarter after just a few seconds coming off the clock there. A quick pass for the Yellowhammers trying to get the offense moving, but the stout Dominant Dog defense doesn't allow for much, and that was an incomplete pass. 2nd and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 30-yard line. Break the huddle. They're going to come in under center this time with 2 in the backfield. There's the snap, dropped back pass. Look at the throw, being pressured by Juarez, and it's going to be out of reach of the intended receiver. Defense by Hernandez. It's going to fall incomplete. It'll be a third and 15 for the Yellow Hammers from their own 30-yard line. 5:13 left in the first quarter. The third and 15 for the Yellow Hammers as they break the huddle. They're going to go under center this time. Can one receiver to the near side and one in the backfield. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath. The ball's out on the ground. Bulldogs dive on top of it. They've got it. If it's a fumble, it's Iris. And it is. Number three, Collier with the ball. That's his second fumble recovery of the game. The last fumble recovery TJ had, he took it to the house for a touchdown. This way, just falls on it. He figured he'd let the offense get a little bit of yardage going here, have something to do. So now it's going to be Ira Ball at the Yellowhammer 36-yard line, first and 15. Bulldogs leading 30-0 with 5:07 left in the first quarter. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield. Spread way out. There's a snap. Bulldogs motion Pena out of the backfield. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it, throws it to Collier, goes over the head of Collier. Incomplete. Looks like the Bulldogs are doing a little bit of a trick play there. So Collier lined up on the near side as a receiver. But ball falls out of bounds, so no harm, no foul. It's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Now ball's on the 36-yard line of the Yellowhammers. 5:04 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 30-0. Same formation. Two receivers. One to the far side. One to the near side. Spread out way to the numbers. There's the snap. Gets it pitched back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Now he's being pursued in the backfield. Spinning around the backfield. Look at the throw. He's going to toss it short to Hernandez. Hernandez has got it. He's got enough for a first down and more. If he can beat one tackler, he can get there. He's going to be brought down around the 4-yard line inbounds. That'll set up a first and goal for the Bulldogs from around the 3, maybe 2.5 is what it looks like. 4:47 left on the clock. It's 4:77. We have other problems. 4:47 and counting on the clock. Bulldogs leading 30-0 in the first quarter. And the Bulldogs are 3 yards away from another touchdown. Going to come out in the same formation. One receiver to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Three in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to run. This time he's going to throw it in the end zone for a touchdown. And that was Caden Forey, who was the receiver for the Bulldogs from Claxton. Falls on a touchdown. That's to put the score 36-0. Bishop's going to be the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Castillo the kicker for the 2-point field goal for Ira. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. Now the score is 38-0. With 4:24 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce proudly supports the Ira Bulldogs. Proud support of the Iowa Bulldogs is by locally owned Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Pizza Inn, an all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. The Bulldogs taking this game handily. 38-0, 4:24 left in the first quarter. And it's homecoming for the Bulldogs, and they're putting on a show for everybody who came home. Castillo looking to get the signal from the referee to kick it. Yellowhammer's now brought up everybody to the front line, and they just got one guy back deep at about the 14-yard line. Castillo, again, a short kicker, tries to keep him onside end over end. We'll see what he does here. There's the kick. This time he's going to kick it high and far. The ball is going to sit. The ball bounced and bounced. So Yellowhammer got picked it up and was going to run out of the end zone, but the white hat called it dead. And so don't really know why. He's like, that's not going to be a good idea for you, brother. A little bit of a favor by the referees to the Yellowhammers. It'll, instead of being a first and 15 from the 5, it'll be a first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 20-yard line. They're going to come out in the I formation. They've run this twice before, and it's going to dive both times. That's what it'll be this time, too. Gain of about 6 yards on the carry for the Yellowhammers. Brought down by a whole bunch of Bulldogs. So it's going to be a second and 8 for the Yellowhammers. Same formation, the eye. And there's the snap. It's going to be a dive underneath. Not going to get nearly as much this time. They're going to give him 3, maybe. It'll set up a 3rd and 5 for the Yellowhammers. So a 3rd and 5 for the Yellowhammers from their own 30-yard line. It's going to be the I formation. They're going to dive out of it each time, and they're going to continue that trend with another dive. Running back gets the ball. He's brought down several Bulldogs. Hernandez hit him first. Juarez was there to push him down. It's going to set up a 4th and about 3 for the Yellowhammers. 4th and short. And the Yellowhammers are going to call a timeout to think this one over. So with 3:20 left in the first quarter, Ira leading the Yellowhammers 38-0. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car body. On-site cleanup is available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to make disciples through the gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information to find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Again, if you're in the Ira community after the game tonight, there'll be fireworks. And so if you are close enough to see the stadium, if you'll look up, you might be able to catch a glimpse. Bulldogs leading the Yellowhammers 38-0 with 3:12 left in the first quarter. Yellowhammers get set in the eye. They've done a dive out of this formation each time they've run it. See what they do here. Bulldogs look for there. They're kind of stacking in the middle. And there's the snap. It's going to be handoff underneath. A dive. It's not going to be enough for a first down. Hamia was there. Juarez was there. Campbell was there to stop the running back from getting those 3 yards. Instead, he only got one. It'll be a turnover on down. The dominant dog defense bears its teeth and stands strong yet again. So that'll be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Rokan 34-yard line. Come out in the same formation. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Spread way out. Both receivers on the numbers, and then 3 in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Yellowhammers. He's going to run forward, get about a 4-yard gain on this carry, so it'll set up a 2nd and about 10 for the Bulldogs. Ira leading Rokan 2:35 and counting left in the first quarter. Bulldogs come out in a different formation. They're going to have three on the line of scrimmage, three in the backfield, all shoulder to shoulder. There's the snap. Gets the ball pitched to Pena. Pena running on the near side. He gets around the edge. He's going to have enough for a first down. Still on his feet, powering his way through, and it's going to be ball's going to get all the way down to around the 11-yard line. Great run by Pena. So that sets up a first and goal for the Bulldogs from their own 12-yard line. .155 left in the first quarter and counting. Ira leading 38-0. Bulldogs come out. One receiver to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Three in the backfield. Spread way out. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it. Pitches to Claxton. Claxton in the background dancing around avoiding defenders. He's going to be drugged down. There's a flag on the field. We'll see what it is. Going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. They shouldn't have let that play go. So that's coming back to the dogs up. It'll be first and goal for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Yellowhammer 17-yard line now. Bulldogs send two receivers to the near side. Pushed way out. There's the snap. Pitch back. Claxton stops the ball. Dancing around in the backfield, waiting for the receivers. Trying to make something happen. He's going to toss it. It's going to be caught by Forey. Great catch. It was over his head. Forey jumps up, got it. He's still on his feet. He runs in. It's going to be a touchdown for the senior. Can you hear that paradiddle? The Bulldogs are on a roll. Second touchdown pass from Claxton to Forey of the first quarter. Kicker is going to be Castillo. Holder Hernandez. Snapper Bishop as the Bulldogs get ready to kick the two-point field goal. There's the snap. The kick, the hold. The ball is up. And it's good. So with 1:24 left to play in the first quarter, the Bulldogs are leading the Yellowhammers 46-0. Look around and see if we can get some scores from other district games. Highland is trailing Westbrook 0-14 at a halfway through the first quarter. And Hermley and Roby is still scoreless. 6 minutes and 37 seconds into the first quarter. We keep our eye on those district games as we get going. Let me close out of my app and reopen it up so maybe it will come back. There we go. Westbrook's actually up on Highland 30-0 at the start of the second quarter. And Hermley is leading Roby 8-6 at the start of their second quarter. So there's your other games in the district. The Bulldogs handling the Yellow Jackets well here on homecoming. Castillo going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs here. There it is. It's going to be a high, deep kick by Castillo. It's going to bounce, be picked up by the Yellowhammers at about the 4-yard line. They turn and run on the far side and going to be pushed out of bounds by Forey and the Bulldogs. Runs out of bounds. Just inside the 20-yard line, so it'll be a first and goal for the Yellowhammers from their own 18-yard line. 1:18 left in the first quarter. Dogs leading 46-0. Bulldogs get set as the Yellowhammers go in shotgun. Get the ball. They pitch it back. They're going to be upended. Good night. That was Juarez who upended the fullback for the Yellowhammers. Knocked him back a good 4 or 5 yards. It was a run play. He got it, and Juarez was just right there. So now it's going to be a second and around 20 for the Yellow Hammers. Maybe 19. Ball on the near hash mark. Same formation for the Yellow Hammers. Three on the line. Three in the backfield, shoulder to shoulder. There's the snap. Yellow Hammers drop back looking to throw the ball. They toss it. It's going to fall over the head of the intended receiver. Incomplete. Great coverage by Pena and Collier on the play. So that's going to set up a third and 19 for the Yellow Hammers. 39 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs are leading 46-0. Got three down line and three in the backfield, shoulder to shoulder for the Yellow Hammers. Drop back. They're looking to throw the ball on this third and long. They toss it, and it's going to fall incomplete. They had a receiver. There's a blown coverage by the Bulldogs. The receiver wide open, and the ball was either just outside his fingertips or he stretched out and just couldn't quite bring it in. So it's going to fall incomplete for the Yellow Hammers. A little bit of a break of luck for Ira, and that's going to set up a fourth and 19 for the Yellow Hammers from their own 17-yard line, maybe 19-yard line, sorry. 14-yard line. Yellow Hammers get set. They've got three on the line, three in the back. Matt looking to throw the ball. Quarterback being pursued by Juarez. They're going to dump it off for a screen. It's going to be complete. Yellow Hammers still on their feet. They'll have enough for a first down before they're pushed out of bounds by Collier. So that'll be the first down of the game for the Yellow Hammers. Kept the Bulldogs in a little bit of too much rushing with a screen. Get the ball all the way up to the Yellow Hammer 38-yard line. So it'll be a first and goal from the 38 of the Yellow Hammers, so almost midfield. 23 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Yellow Hammers 46-0. Yellow Hammers get set in the shotgun. There's the snap. They've been throwing it here at the end of the first quarter. Looking to throw. It's going to be tossed. Great play by the senior Juarez. Wasn't defending that guy. Was watching the quarterback. Quarterback throws it, and Juarez sticks his hands up, deflects the ball, it falls incomplete, but Hernandez was right there on the receiver anyway, so that'll set up a second and 15 for Rotan from their own 38-yard line. 18 seconds left in the first quarter. Yellow Hammers take their time, break the huddle. They've got 3 seconds on the play clock. 2-1-0. It's at zero. There should be a flag there. Looks like they're going to let him go. They're going to throw the ball. It's going to fall incomplete. No flag there. There should have been a delay game, but either way, the ball falls incomplete. So it's a third and 15 for the Yellow Hammers now from their own 38-yard line. 14 seconds left in the first quarter. The Yellow Hammers have kind of reverted to throwing the ball. They've made one completion, I believe, and that was enough for first down, but that's it. There's snap. Quarterback gets back. This time he's going to hand it off for a sweep to the near side. Ball's out. It's going to be fallen on by the Bulldogs, it looks like. We'll see who comes out of the pile with it. Yep, that's going to be number 21, Castillo, who recovers the fumble, so it'll be Bulldog ball. 9 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira leading the Rotan 46-0. There's two receivers to the near side for the Bulldogs. Three in the backfield. Claxton's going to be way deep, and the receivers are both going to be on the near side. There's a snap pitch to Claxton looking to throw the ball. Claxton dancing around the backfield. Now if he can take off and run it, he's going to have enough for a first down, but that's it. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. So after one, the Bulldogs are leading the Yellowhammers 46-0. Take a break in between the quarters. Be back with you here momentarily.
Go for that.
And remember, coming up at halftime, we'll have a performance by the Yellowhammer band, a performance by our many cheerleaders, and then we will crown the 2023 homecoming queen. Following the game, there'll be a fireworks display. Following the fireworks display will be the homecoming dance for our students in the Salute Gymnasium.
All right, welcome back, Bulldogs football fans. 10 minutes to start the second quarter. Ira leading the Yellowhammers 46-0. Ball's going to be at the 19-yard line for the Bulldogs of the Yellowhammers. So 19 yards to go for a touchdown. It's going to be a first and 15 for Ira. We're going to send two receivers to the far side, have three in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw it. Now he's going to take it and run. And he's going to get all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Over the flag. I'm going to argue. They're going to say it's probably blocking the back or holding or something. But right now, it's a touchdown for the Bulldogs. We'll see what the yellow hat. Block in the back, I think. Penalty for the Bulldogs. That's going to back him up. So instead of a touchdown, it'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs from the Red Band 15-yard line. Bulldogs going to come out in a different formation. Three in line and three in the back. So it's all shoulder to shoulder. Ball snap. It's going to be picked up by Collier. Collier gets it, hands it to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He tosses it into the end zone. That's going to be caught for a touchdown by Hernandez. So, almost as a disastrous play, the ball was snapped, picked up by Collier. He pitched it back to Claxton right as he was being tackled down. Claxton will throw it in for a touchdown. That's going to be the two-point kick for the Bulldogs. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball is going to be blocked by the yellow hammer. So, no good on the PAT. That puts the score 52-0. Bulldogs leading the Yellowhammers here in the second quarter. Broadcaster brought to you by McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Ira Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the field to the classroom. F. McCowan Photography, Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The First Church of God in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West Jefferson, 1606 in Ira. We support the schools in the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe that prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Bulldogs leading 52-0 here with 9:37 left in the Afghan quarter and a half. Bulldogs getting ready to kick. Castillo's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He's typically done the end over end onside kick, but the last two he's kicked it deep and done well. In fact, the Rotan deep man back is going to back up just a few steps. Here's the run and the kick. It's going to be back deep, picked up by the Yellowhammers at their own 5-yard line. Yellowhammer returner still on his feet. Now he's hit by several Bulldogs.
Brought down. Rotan. Is it out near the 20-yard line?
Hernandez, Corey, Claxton all in on the tackle. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their 20-yard line. 21-yard line, sorry.
With a timeout on the field. Timeout call by Rotan.
And Rotan's going to call a timeout for trailing. Bulldogs leading 52-0 with 9:29 left in the first half. I want to thank those that sponsored the broadcast, and that includes the Scouter Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of all Ira Bulldogs. Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steele, proud supporter, sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steele Funeral Home. All day pizza in an all day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresco made daily at Pizza Inn. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, high-end, tin, and carbide. On-site cleanup available. Roll-off containers with portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. All today, structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Hanson, Big Train, Sweetwater, and Danbury. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. All right, Bulldogs. Dominant dog defense going to come out now. Yellowhammer's got the ball. It's going to be first and 15 for Rotan. Ball on their own 21-yard line. Three on the line, three in the backfield. In the backfield, they're all shoulder to shoulder. There's a snap. It's going to be a pass. Looking for a pass, at least. Rotan runs out. They try to dump it out short. Get a ball incomplete. Quarterback is being pursued by Haswell and Castillo. Ball incomplete. And he was being guarded by Hernandez. There really wasn't much. Therefore, the Yellowhammers, which is dominant by defense, come out of the bye week looking really good. 9:23 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 52-0. Same formation for the Yellowhammers. There's the snap. Gets it. Tosses it back. Looking to throw the ball. It's going to be caught for a screen, a short screen. Being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. Collier and Payne able to bring the receiver down. Gain of about 9 for the Yellowhammers. That's going to set up a third and 6. Ball's going to be put on the Yellowhammers 30-yard line. 8:55 and counting in the half, or until half. So the Hammers get set in the same formation, three in the back, those shoulder to shoulder. There's the snap. It's going to be pitched. And a good night, about blown up by Castillo. Castillo is right there to try to take it out. The quarterback in turn grabbed Castillo and drug him. So it's going to be a holding on the Yellowhammers by the quarterback. You can't tackle if you're on offense. It wouldn't have been enough for a first down anyway. But now it certainly won't. So it's going to be a 10-yard walk-off. It'll be a third and
16.
20-yard line.
Ball's going to be set at the Yellowhammer 20-yard line now.
And bring up third down.
8:31 left in the half. Yellowhammer's coming out, they're going to come out in a little bit of a different formation. Two in the backfield stacked on top of each other. There's the snap. Quarterback drops back, looks to throw the ball. Now he's being pursued by Caswell. Caswell right on his tail. Quarterback's going to just barely escape the tackle, toss it deep. It's going to be intercepted by Hernandez. Hernandez still on his feet. He's at the 50, getting to the 40. At the 25, not the 50, the 40 is at the 30. He's going to be brought out of bounds. 23-yard line. Hernandez able to hide in the defense. Bailey in a little bit. I think he's on their team. And all of a sudden he jumps out, intercepts the ball.
First and 15 for the Bulldogs.
In low-pan territory.
Brings it all the way back to the 24-yard line. So great play by Hernandez, Caswell putting the pressure on the quarterback, so it's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set on the Yellowhammer 24-yard line. Ira gets in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's picked to Pena running on the far side. Pena has the ball still on his feet. He's going to have enough for a first down and some all the way down inside the 5-yard line for Pena.
First and goal.
So it'll be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the Rokan 4-yard line. If you look at the Yellowhammer defense, they've got their hands on their knees. They are just tired. And the Bulldogs are running on all systems.
So the timeout on the
Bulldogs are going to call a timeout here.
Timeout.
There's 7:10 left in the second quarter. Bulldogs leading the Yellowhammers 52-0.
Sponsors for the broadcast include Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or find Iowa Baptist Church on Facebook and Instagram.
Let me load my app and see if we can see some scores for some of the other district games. Well,
we'll
see
to our strong country team as they compete in the district meet on Tuesday, October 10th in Highland.
The Wildcats are leading the Highland Hornets 46-0 with 31 seconds left in the half. And Hermley is leading Roby 22-6. With 4:07 left in the second quarter. So that's the district kind of shaping up. Next week, the Bulldogs will travel to Highland and play Highland. It will be an important district game. And then the Bulldogs will be home for the rest of the season. Seven, 10 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 52-0. Waiting for the whistle to go and the huddle to break. There it is. Bulldog's going to get set in the eye. It's going to be Claxton, Juarez, Pena in that order. Now they're going to motion Juarez out. Ball snap is going to fall. Something was off with the snap. It was bobbled or not there. So Claxton falls on it, and so that'll be a down. They're going to move the Bulldogs back 1 yard. So now it's going to be a second and goal from the 5 of the Yellowhammers. So 5 yards for a touchdown. 6:44 left in the half and counting. Ira leading 52-0. Bulldogs get set in the same formation with the same personnel. They're going to motion Juarez out. There's a snap. Pitch to Cooper. Caswell. Cooper Caswell right around the edge. Powers the ball into the end zone for a touchdown.
the senior, Cooper Caswell, number 99, and he's about that tall, runs around the edge for a touchdown. That puts the Bulldogs up 58-0, with 6:26 left in the second quarter as the Bulldogs get ready for the kick. Bishop, the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, Castillo, the kicker. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. Again, so thank you for the sponsor for this broadcast, McCallum Farms. That's McCallum Photography, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Piper and Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and Ira Baptist Church. So the Bulldogs are now leading 60-0 with 6:26 left in the half. And it's homecoming tonight for the Bulldogs, so they'll announce the homecoming queen at halftime, and all the little cheerleaders will be all Santrell in their costumes, decked out, ready to go. Bulldogs get set, ready to kick. They've got the same formation. Castillo is going to be the kicker again. There's the kick. It's going to be low but far. Just now picked up at the 4-yard line by the Rotan deep man. Got the ball. Touched his way up on a lane, but he's going to be brought down by number 740 for the Bulldog.
The first and 15 for Rotan.
And 15 for Rotan from their only 24-yard line. 6:18 left on the clock. Bulldogs leading 60-0. Have dominated in just all facets of the game. Gillihammer set in the eye. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff underneath the dive. Hit by several Bulldog defenders. The ball is out. They're going to say it's down.
Harris on the carry. He threw it down.
Gain of about a couple of yards for the yellow hammer. That's going to set up a second and 13. And the dominant dog defense last time intercepted the ball, ran down. They played phenomenal tonight. They caused turnovers and not really let the Yellowhammers get much of anything on offense. I think the Yellowhammers only have one first down. They can get set in the same formation tonight. They're going to hand it off again for a dive. Going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders and finally brought down by Juarez. Gain of another 2 or 3 yards. Maybe it's going to set up a third and looks like 10. Five-12 left in the half. Ira leading 60-0. Yellowhammers get set in the I formation again. There's the snap. Quarterback rolls out to the near side. He's got one receiver. He's going to toss it way deep, and it's going to be intercepted by Collier. Collier's still on his feet. He's at the 20-yard line. Now he's going to cut it all the way back to the 30. Breaks one tackle. Still on his feet, running around. Now he cuts back to the other side. He's in midfield. Finally brought down around the 40-yard line. Rotan looked to throw the ball, and then Collier was able to hide behind the
intended receiver like a Quisling, just a traitor waiting to hide out and jump out, gets the ball. Interception, turns it over, so he gets it all the way up to midfield, about the 39-yard line of the Bulldogs now. Sets up a first and 15. Bulldogs leading 60-0 with 4:29 left in the half. Ira gets set in the eye. There's the snap. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw. Now he's just going to tuck it and run. Claxton around the edge. He's at the 20, the 10. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 5-yard line.
6-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Bulldogs.
So it'll be first and goal for Ira
from
the 5 of the Yellowhammer. 4:18 left in the half. Ira leading 60-0. Bulldog's going to come out of the huddle in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez and Pena and Juarez. There's the snap pitch to Juarez. Juarez gets on the outside, cuts it up the middle, runs right on in for a touchdown, Bulldog. Can you hear that horn? I had to stand next to the horn for the last home game. It was a diatribe, just a verbal attack on my ear. Grateful to be back up in the booth this week. That puts the score 66-0 with 4:12 left in the half. Ira leading and getting ready for the 2-point kick. Bishop, snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Castillo, the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's good. So Bulldogs getting ready to kick now. Castillo going to be the kicker for Ira. There's the kick. It's going to be high and short. Hits at about the 15-yard line and just stopped. Picked up by the Yellowhammer. Still on their feet. Able to run the ball all the way up to about the 25. Big old hit by Derek Bishop.
The first and 15 goes in.
Well, decent return for the Yellowhammer. A little untoward, inconvenient for the Bulldogs. They're in a better field position than they'd like, but still not great. It'll be first and 15 from their own 25-yard line, from the Yellowhammer 25-yard line. 4:04 left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Yellowhammer 68-0. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff. Run on the far side. Pushed out of bounds by Pena. Gain of about 10 yards for the Yellowhammers. It looks like to see exactly where they spot it. Yeah, maybe 7 or 8 instead. So it's going to be a 2nd and 7.
This time with all our mini cheerleaders who meet behind the home stand. Many cheerleaders lead behind the home stand.
There's the snap for the Yellowhammer. Can run the same play just on the near side. This time brought down by Pena and Caswell. Nowhere to go, so it gained a few yards. I guess set up a 3rd and about 4, 4.5. 3:40 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Rotan 68-0. Rotan gets set under center. There's a snap. Hits to the near side, running the sweep. Can be brought down. Ball's out.
Good ball play. Recovered by.
Yellowhammer's able to get the ball back. Gain of about a yard or two. So this is going to set up a fourth and two. Fourth and two for the Yellowhammers coming from their own 35, 6, 7, 8 yard line. Ira leading 68-0 with 2:50 in the half and counting. Yellowhammer gets set in the same formation under center. There's a snap, handoff. Yellowhammer ball's out. It's picked up by Painter. Painter's got the ball. He's running around the far side. He's going to run and take a knee.
Recovered by the Bulldogs.
It would have been enough for a first down for the Yellowhammers, but they fumbled. Picked up by Pena. Pena ran it up about 10, 15 yards, and then he stopped and takes a knee. So now the score is going to be 38-0 with 2:29 left in the half. In all reality, it's probably 2:29 left in the game. It would take something. A monumental blast for the Yellowhammers to stay in it. Bulldogs get in the huddle, break the huddle, they run off. They better hurry. They've got 5 seconds left on the play clock. It's going to be the I formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Juarez right in the middle. Juarez gets the ball, runs around the edge. He's going to get into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldog. Second touchdown of the half for Dimitri, and it looks like the game for Dimitri. 2:20 left in the game, in all reality, in the second quarter. Bulldogs leading 74-0 with 2:20 left. It's going to be the 2-point kick for Ira. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker, the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. Looking around the district at some scores, Westbrook has defeated Highland 46-0 at halftime, and then Hermley is leading Roby 42-6 with 29 seconds left in the second quarter. Bulldogs will face Highland next week at Highland, and then all of the other district games the Bulldogs play will be at home this year. Castillo getting ready to kick for the Bulldogs. He runs up to the ball. There's the kick. It's going to be a good deep kick to the back. But he dropped muffed at the 10-yard line. Picked back up by the Yellowhammers. We're going to be drugged down at about the 11. Picked it up at the 10. Drugged down at the 11. That's Castillo and Collier who are there on the tackle. So, first and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's going to be on their own 11-yard line. Ira leading 76-0. Yellowhammers get set in the shotgun. There's a snap. Pitchback. They're going to toss it. Ball's going to fall in from the sleeve. So it's going to be a second and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 11-yard line. 2:09 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 76-0. Yellowhammers taking the time getting the play in. Now they're going to get set under center. 2 seconds on the play clock. One, they get it off just in time. Boom! What a hit! Trying to see who that is. A Derek Bishop that laid the hammer down on the Yellowhammer. They were trying to run the sweep. Derek just blew right by the blocker. Blew that whole play up for no gain. Third and 15 now for the Yellowhammers. Still from their own 11-yard line. 1:44 and counting left in the half. In reality, the game, Bulldogs are leading 76-0. Yellowhammers get the play in. They're calling it. 5 seconds on the play clock as they run up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to be in the shotgun 2-1-0. And it's going to be a timeout from Yellowhammers. So with 1:21 left in the half, Ira is leading Roten 76-0. Sponsor for the broadcast are McCallan Farms, a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs and Lady Bulldog activities from the playing field to the classroom. That's McCallan Photography. Take game photos, team sports, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the Ira schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe that prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce are proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Yellowhammers get set in the shotgun, 3rd and 15 from their own 11. There's the snap. Quarterback running in the end zone. He just hurls it up, tosses it deep. Bulldogs have a defender there. Ball bounces. It's deflected by Claggett off the helmet of the Yellowhammers. Bounces back up and almost intercepted by the Bulldogs instead of a fall incomplete. So that's going to set up a 4th and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 11-yard line. 1:12 left in the half, really the game, because the Bulldogs are leading 76-0. Yellowhammers get set in the same formation. There's the snap. Quarterback dropping back. Looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it quick this time. It's going to fall incomplete. So that's going to be a turnover on down. First and goal. Ball's going to be at the Yellowhammer 11-yard line with 1:05 left in the half. The Bulldogs leading 76-0 with 1:05 left in the half, really the game. Bulldogs get in victory formation. You know what that means. A jolly speech from Coach Goodman after the game.
Second down,
really, just running out the clock here. 50 seconds on the game clock. 36 seconds, about a 10-second difference from the play clock to the game clock. So the Bulldogs are going to have to kneel it one more time. There's a snap and the kneel. And so the clock's going to expire now. Bulldogs are going to end up winning their homecoming 76-0 as there's still 23 seconds left in the game, but both teams have left the field. The referees gave the ball to the ball boys. Everybody's walking home. It's all but done. So, once again, thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business is interested in doing so, reach out to Mr. Jones and he'll glad to get you all the information that you need. Next week, the Ira Bulldogs will go to Highland and take on the Highland Hornets. It'll be a huge district game for Ira. If you're in Ira proper and kind of around the field, there'll be a fireworks show here in just a little bit. Rotan has a band that's going to perform, and then the mini cheerleaders will go, and after that they will shoot some fireworks off. So if you're around or want to come drive out and see that, make sure you get to do so. So again, it's game over. Ira wins 76-0. Westbrook has defeated Highland, and so there you go. That's about all I got for you this week. We'll see you next week for Ira Bulldogs football.